According to Salesforce, shoppers that purchase products from AI-powered recommendations bought 12% more units per transaction from Black Friday to Cyber Monday compared to those who did not. AI powered 9% of this Cyber Monday's record $30 billion in sales globally. That's up 13% from last year. The U.S. alone hit $8 billion, up 11% over last year. Some of our early winners this holiday season, the GoPro. GoPro's total camera sales have jumped 120% from this time last year between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. The Hero 8, launched in October, accounted for 90% of that growth. Other winners so far this year, the Roku Ultra, the Google Nest, Google Home Mini, and the Nintendo Switch. So, if you're wondering what the tech just happened, listen in on a new segment here at the Tech Experience Podcast Station with myself, Rob McIntosh, and our host, Penny Conway, as we have some fun talking tech and the holidays.
Welcome to a brand new segment of Connections Tech Experience. I am your host, Penny Conway, and I have our producer, Rob McIntosh, here with me today for our new segment called What the Tech Just Happened. So each week we are going to be bringing what has been going on in the tech world so you can get a recap of some of the highlights from the week and as well as knowing how to tackle your next week in tech. So Rob, welcome. I'm so happy you're going to be on a microphone.
Wicked excited to be here. Usually I'm the guy behind the mic and I get to be in front of it and actually talking with you, Penny, which is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. So looking forward to it.
Awesome. And Rob has been talking about doing a segment like this for months. So we are so excited and can't wait to hear how much you all love it. So looking at, you know, what the tech just happened, Cyber Monday and Black Friday just took place. Rob, are you a Black Friday shopper?
I'm not a Black Friday shopper, a little bit of a Cyber Monday shopper. I'm the guy now that likes to just kind of do things on, on the computer. But before we even get into that, I just want to say we're here on a very snowy day.
Oh, very snowy.
And I started thinking about getting to work this morning as I'm getting into my four-wheel drive vehicle and I've got my GPS system going and I've got my heated seats and my heated steering wheel. And you look around you and you're like, wow, look at the technology that I have here in the comfort.
In the car.
In the car and the comfort that I have coming to work. And it took me back to, we kind of just did a podcast on Generations, which, by the way, is coming up. So it's a little sneak peek that you guys will hear that. And we did it on generations from the boomers all the way up to the Gen Zs. And we started talking about the different technologies that were part of people's lives growing up. And, of course, for me, the automobile, obviously the changes in it. And I remember being at college and there was a huge snowstorm, and I was coming from UMass, coming back to my house in Chelmsford. So normally it's probably about an hour and a half drive. It took me 4 hours. We had 2 feet of snow.
Oh, my God.
I had a 73 Nova with rear-wheel drive and a heater that didn't work. And I made it. So here I am today in the world of technology and just like, wow, this is truly amazing. So it just kind of fits into what's going on now, you know, what the tech just happened, and that's it. Look at automobiles and what the tech just happened.
Oh my God, that's so true. But I'm not as blessed technologically blessed in the automotive department because I bought a 16-year-old SUV from my boomer in-laws and they're now driving the latest and greatest car with all of the tricks, and I think the most advanced feature that I have is I do have a heated seat, but that's about
it.
And I have a defroster, so I guess that's all I need in the snow.
And then every now and then you kind of forget that you have that heated seat on. You're like, ooh, hey, yeah, all right.
Oh, no, they get hot. They get really hot.
I think I'm done flipping over.
I saw a meme the other day that said the reason they call them heated seats is because rear defroster was already taken.
I like it.
So while we're driving our cars, the thing about Cyber Monday or Black Friday and Cyber Monday is that it really doesn't end. It doesn't really start there anymore either. You see retailers and even car dealers, I think, are one of my favorites that are advertising their Black Friday sales sometime in October.
Yep.
But people go crazy over Black Friday. And from what I have read, results-wise from Black Friday, sales are up 14% from 2018.
Double digits. Wow.
Double digits. And, you know, a couple of things that I was actually really surprised about when I was looking up, you know, kind of what the results were. And I shouldn't be surprised, but Amazon is still number one for a retailer. But Best Buy is still on the list, which I thought was really interesting because Best Buy is holding on as a tech retailer like none before them ever have.
Yeah, there's a lot that have come and gone. And I know that Walmart is giving everybody a run for their money.
Oh,
now
my God,
online.
Yeah.
So everybody's trying to emulate the whole Amazon experience. And they're trying to, you know, besides just what they offer, they're trying to make sure that the whole user experience and the, you know, same day shipping or next day shipping is online or on par with Amazon. So it's, there's a lot of competition out there. And you're right, Best Buy has been, I think, one of those companies that have held their own. And probably because their product offerings and the way they bring it to market is just, you know,
right.
top notch. So.
Right. Because we saw all their, like, remember Radio Shack and Circuit City?
Do you remember Tech Hi-Fi?
No.
Yeah, they were huge. Tech Hi-Fi is where you got all your audio. And if you were in college at the time, I mean, you waited for, they didn't call it Black Friday back then. I forget what it was, but it was, you know, you waited for that day where it all went on sale and there were lines out. And then all of a sudden, boom, overnight, Tech Hi-Fi went away.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's one I haven't even heard of.
Yeah.
So, well,
just don't say, okay, boomer.
I know.
go ahead. I know you want to.
So, Rob, in all fairness, I'm a millennial. So, okay, boomer isn't in my vocab at
right.
this stage of my life. But, you know, it's funny when you talk about the generations thing, because you said that you mostly do all of your shopping online. I've been an online shopper. I never used to do it until Amazon Prime. And then I can't get enough of it. But the Gen Zers were actually the ones that were out in stores shopping, like in droves. Like they were the people out there, not the more millennial or.
Why is that? Is there a trend going back to the brick and mortar?
I think so. And I think it's one, immediate gratification. If I had to guess, I don't have research in front of me, but the immediate gratification of shopping. But also I think that, you know, being a millennial and maybe seeing the generation before me with Gen X, we got a little, I think, almost cranky or grinchy about the holidays for a long time. And I don't know why necessarily, but, you know, especially Gen Xers, like my husband, he'll probably kill me. Luckily, he doesn't listen to the podcast. Don't have to worry.
Luckily.
But he like absolutely is like not a huge Christmas person. And I know so many people our age that they're like, oh, there's just a lot of stress and there's a lot of obligation and there's all that. And I think like the Gen Zers are now like they've got sort of this freshness for life. And are kind of wanting to get into the store and like see all the decorations and kind of like be happy like we all used to be happy.
until all this e-shopping came along.
Until all the e-shopping came along and like avoid people and all of this. But I it's very promising to see, I think, on the retail end of things that retailers are going to maybe have a comeback of the brick and mortar and that immediate gratification and the holiday spirit.
Right, right. And, you know, you go back to the Macy's Day Parade and you start thinking about Macy's and Gimbel's and
right.
you know, those days when there was all that window shopping going on. And,
yep.
you know, like you said, walking into the store and feeling and touching things. So it's nice to see that the Gen Zers want that that experience.
Yeah,
too.
We need a generation that loves people.
Yes, we do.
So speaking of Black Friday and the holidays, even if you're not a Black Friday shopper, everyone usually always wants to know what the top tech trends. Like tech is, everything has tech, right? Like my 2-year-old's toys has tech in it. So Rob, what do you think are maybe the top 5 tech toys or things that people are going to be after for Christmas?
Yeah. You know, without going into some of the papers here that we were rummaging through, if I did this off the top of my head, you know, you start thinking about all the AI stuff that's going on out there and the music industry as well. I still think that those are going to be the hot toys, you know, the Alexa-enabled devices and those IoTs that we've talked about. That stay away because the security.
Refer back to October's podcast.
That's right. but you know what? People are going to ignore that anyway, and they're going to do what makes life easier for them, and they think it's kind of fun. So I still think that there's going to be a lot of those Alexa type of things that are going to be purchased where people can make their house more smart. So like a Roomba vacuum, you know, I think is going to be, you know, pretty hot item because those, when they first came out, were $1,000. And now I think there was a Black Friday sale on that, or I should say a Cyber Monday sale, where it was down to $200.
Oh, wow.
So you can sit, you know, and like, oh my gosh, we have company coming over.
You can sit on your couch, talk to your Alexa.
Say, vacuum the house.
And then talk to your Roomba. Or does your Alexa control your Roomba now?
You can set it so that, you know, they can see, oh my gosh, I think my house is the dirtiest on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. So Alexa, start vacuuming at 3.
God.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
It's like Judy from the Jetsons. Is it Judy? Who was the maid in the Jetsons?
Judy was the robot.
Judy was the robot.
Good, yeah. And you're a millennial. Good,
I know.
For you.
Well, you know, I was also poor, so we watched the old TV. We didn't have the new cartoon stations.
we could go back onto that with the, you know, with the three stations, and now that we got 150 stations and where that went.
But there's still nothing to watch.
There's still nothing to watch. But yeah, I still think that, you know, those AI enabled things, I still think that a lot of the audio that's out there now and some of the wireless speakers are going to be pretty hot. And I think the TVs now, all the new smart TVs, the 4K, and they're talking about 8K, especially with, you know, 5G coming out. And they're saying that 5G is going to be huge in 2020. So all these things are going to be working much better together, you know, and then the AI behind it is just, it's going to explode. So I think people are going to be migrating toward that because the price levels have gotten down where, you know, us poor people can actually afford it.
The AI devices are, I'm seeing commercials everywhere for them. And one of the ones that actually makes me want to get one is, I think it might be Facebook's console, where the girl like burns dinner, like takes a turkey or something out of the oven. And she burns it and calls her dad, and her dad's walking her through cooking and all of this. And I don't even know if I want the AI machine sitting on my counter, but like the experience that she's having with her dad, like over the thing, I'm like, oh my God, I want one of those.
Yeah, I want to say that was like for the Portal, maybe.
Everyone has one. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's funny. I do know that commercial. And the way they set it up was you didn't realize that dad wasn't somewhere else, if I remember correctly. They kind of zoomed in. And
yeah,
then
when it
out.
First came out. Yeah, you always get the good commercial when it first comes out. Right. And then they chop it up as it goes.
Yeah. So the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, dad's right there. And then all of a sudden it zooms back and you realize that she's talking on the Portal. It's like, wow, that's really cool.
But all those, like, it's all of the, not only the things that make our life easier, but I think they're really like pushing tech that is connecting people. And back to that Gen Z thing, like people feel very disconnected from each other, and like almost tech tools are out there to bring people back together. I'm getting all sentimental.
You are.
It must be the lack of caffeine.
Go back to the monster drinks.
All right. What else?
All right. So I was kind of going through some of the sites, and I think that also exercise is still going to be huge, obviously.
Totally.
And, you know, you're looking at the Fitbits, and there was one thing that came across that I thought was kind of cool. And it's a new scale, and they called it, and this is through, let me see if I could, I need to get.
Food scale or body scale?
It's a body scale.
Okay.
Yep, it's a body scale.
I'll hang on.
It's called the Fit Track. It's a revolutionary new scale that lets you look inside your body. And the way it works is it's the world's smartest medical scale. So you simply step on it with your bare feet, and it activates the FitTrack's patented dual BIA technology, which monitors 17 key health insights. So it allows you to measure, track, and trend your health data in real time. So there's the commercial for it, but it's kind of cool. And I guess what it does is it says it includes your body fat percentage, muscle and bone mass, hydration levels, and more importantly, it can help you make smarter decisions about your health.
Well, because you stepped on the scale and saw the numbers weren't so great. So I'm questioning a scale being on the top gift list.
Why is that?
Rob, would you?
Are you saying I shouldn't have bought it?
Did you already buy it for someone special?
I may have, so I should probably not give that to that person.
Well, I guess it depends, because there was one year, I don't know, every year I kind of ask for this really annoying gift. And when I say ask, I go, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have like a $2,000 Peloton or a $2,500, I think I saw like a Nordic track treadmill. I'm like, oh, I want one of those. And my husband looks at me and he goes, this is a trap. And he's like, I would get hit two ways. One, that I bought you a piece of exercise equipment, and two, that I spent that much money on a gift. So I mean,
and play Facebook,
play
and
your
Twitter
odds, maybe like, I don't know how much the scale is. What, like 100, 150? Does it say?
No, it does not.
So I mean, 100, my guess is like $150. That would be a fun game to play. Can you guess the price of the top tech, tech gifts?
Next
the price
on,
is right.
What the tech just happened.
But yeah, I guess it all depends if you are super into fitness, I could see it, but I don't know.
And those things, though, that you can tie it into everything. So if you're really into health and fitness, you know, you have your Fitbit, and, you know, people have their apps that they download so they can connect everything together, and they would connect the app for this particular scale as well. So if they have goals and they want to lose 10 pounds and, you know, they want to make sure that they're drinking their, you know, eat glasses of water a day, mm-hmm. and, you know, all of that stuff, I'd say that's cool, because you go to the doctor and they check out all these vitals anyway. So now you can do it all at home.
I would be interested to see my hydration levels.
Yeah, not me.
Not necessarily
enough water.
Not necessarily compared to my weight, but or I'm not interested in seeing my weight next to my hydration levels. But, you know, maybe have you seen the Peloton commercials with the girl who gets the Peloton from her husband?
See, I really like those commercials.
Well, maybe this year he'll buy her a scale.
That poor woman.
The internet was all abuzz about that ad and how she was waking up every day recording a video to prove to her husband that she was using it, and always looked really terrified before she got on the Peloton. But then the next Christmas, she made a video, and bravo to her. He buys her a piece of exercise equipment, and all she has to do is turn around and make him a video for the next year for Christmas.
Done.
Look, honey, I used your gift.
but you're right, though. You wonder what is it that Peloton does that makes her so afraid to get on it? She's like, here we go, day one.
I'm scared. I'm so scared. And then, she got super excited when the instructor, like, called her out on the live like app. But I think that's like human nature now. Anytime someone is like mentioned, or someone even has a picture that gets liked, they get like this buzz of energy. So Peloton's clearly doing something right. But yeah, the internet was worried about her mental health. Forget her physical health.
I would love to see the sales on that, because you're right. I think that's one of those trending commercials and everybody is talking about it, and it mm-hmm. went semi-viral. So I'd be curious to see what happens with Peloton sales through the holiday season.
Well, we'll see what the tech happened after Christmas with Peloton.
Done. We'll do a follow-up.
All right. What's number three? Right. I think we're at three.
So again, this kind of ties into the other stuff that we're talking about in the AI, but it looks like all of these Wi-Fi super boosting tools are getting a lot of traction. And I know that Xfinity just came out with their line of, you know, that's supposed to be compatible with the whole Xfinity system, where you have certain parts of your house that just are not, that doesn't have a strong signal. So now they have those Wi-Fi boosters. And before, that they were a little technically flawed.
Yeah, that's what I like. You can probably see my face better than people listening. But I always remember seeing the boosters and people would put them in their house and go, didn't really do anything.
I don't know what they did. I'm not a tech savvy person that can get into the under the hood and tell you what's going on behind there. But supposedly they had fixed some of those problems. And I know Xfinity put something out there, and I guess it's getting pretty good reviews. And now you're able to go with pretty much any part of your house, and it's all connected. So maybe we'll do a follow up. Somebody that understands that technology can kind of explain why it's gotten better for
us. Yeah. Well, when we look at the way that technology goes, think of being in our office, for example, we can be anywhere and we're connected to the Wi-Fi because they've got the things in the ceiling, and I know there's a name for it. Do you know what they are?
Yeah, well, it's the endpoint. I don't know.
Yeah, something.
we're just host and producer of a technology podcast.
But this is why we have other people come on and tell us about these things. It only makes sense, after all these years that we've had it in businesses and, wherever you go, that you've got signal and Wi-Fi, that they'd figure out a way to cram all that technology into something affordable.
Right.
That people can buy. So I guess it was just a matter of time.
Yeah. So that was another one. I have another one here, and then I'm going to turn over to you. Do you have any that are top of mind for you?
I'll put my thinking cap. I have a 2-year-old, so there's only so many things top of mind for me right now.
They do start early, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So this one here, this kind of goes back to our whole October podcasting when we were talking about cybersecurity and all the different ways that people can actually steal your information. We came up with that new term, the shoulder surfing, which I thought was wow, never really thought about that. Now every time I'm on my computer, I'm looking over my shoulder to make sure, nobody's watching
right.
me. But they have here another way that thieves take your information and go through ID theft is through your credit cards that are in your pocket. They have these apps and stuff that they can actually scan your wallet as you're walking by. It's really scary. And people don't realize that they are susceptible to identity theft by having credit cards and stuff in their back pocket. That magnetic strip makes you susceptible to thieves coming and grabbing your information. So they have a guard card. It's It says prevent digital thieves from scanning your wallet. And what it is, it's a blocker in essence. And I don't know exactly what it's made of. Maybe it tells me here. We'll find out.
Yeah, I think there's a certain material. I think I've heard about this before. It's the RFID blocker sort of technology, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Look at that.
Nice. Yeah, it's lightweight and thin.
Well, I'd hope so, unless you're George Costanza and you won't really feel the difference in your wallet.
it's the size of a credit card, and you put it into your wallet, and it has a powerful carbon fiber strip in the card that stops RFID scanning signals up to 13.5 megahertz, 13.56 megahertz. No batteries and no charging devices required. So you put it in there in front of your credit cards, and it blocks the thieves from getting it. So thought that was kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. And that is a, that might also be a, because I don't carry, do you carry a wallet still?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, sitting on it right now. And no guard in it.
My family's financial planner has talked to us about that before, having something in your wallet to block your cards. I carry my cards in my phone, which I just did a quick check to make sure I had my card. but I carry it in my phone, and that's, I think, as far as I can go. But people actually are now using their phones as a payment method, which scares the bejesus out of me. However, I forgot my card at a bar over the weekend. I didn't forget it at the bar. I went to the bar without my card, and I paid with my phone, with Venmo. And then I went to, I went shopping afterwards, and I paid with Venmo.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
And Apple Pay is being recognized by more stores now. That's what I use. So I put my credit card information into Apple Pay. I do all my grocery shopping and put that on there. So that's another really cool, what the tech just happened.
Right.
Is everything going in that direction. It's actually more secure than having the credit card in your wallet. Number one, because people can't take it, the way they can here that we just talked about. And a lot of those devices now, they're They've gone into gas stations and they've kind of replaced where the card reader goes.
Mm-hmm.
And these people have put in whatever that reader is.
Restaurants, too, are famous for that.
Yep. So it's more secure by having it. It's all digitally coded and you put it on there and you can do your thumbprint protection. And so that's the way I do all my payments now is through Apple Pay if it accepts it.
Yeah, that really is like a what the tech just happened, because I remember 2-3 years ago setting up my new phone and it asking me, it was Samsung Pay, asking me if I wanted to put in my card information, and I'm going, no, never, not in a million years would I ever put my credit card information on my phone. And it's there now.
Yep.
It's crazy. So for me, top tech gifts or trends for 2019, I'll be honest with you. I am not an iPhone person, but I used someone's new iPhone 11 Pro to film a video. I cannot even believe the quality of that phone. And I know that that is always like, I think Apple is one of the top retailers along with Amazon. It was Amazon, Walmart, Apple, Best Buy, and then one more. I don't remember who it is off the top of my head. But the iPhone 11 Pro, I think, is going to be a huge gift. And again, I was the naysayer going, how much better can a camera on a phone actually be? The thing is phenomenal.
My nephew had it. He's always been one of the early adopters, and he had it when it first came out. And he showed me, you know, what the three cameras do and the quality of it. And I was like, unbelievable.
I know. I'm having like, I'm envious of the, but I'm not envious of the price.
It's like $1,400, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, even if you're poor or rich, that is a lot of money for a phone.
I always tell people, you know, I can't wait for the iPhone 12 to come out. I said, oh, you're going to get that when it comes
out? No, I'm going
to. I said, no, because then I can afford the 11.
That's all right. Are you walking around with the iPhone 6 right now?
No. I actually have an iPhone 8.
Oh,
and I found that out because I thought I had an iPhone 7, and I went to, because it died on me, and I was trying to reboot it, and I'm getting tech help, and I'm like, nope, I have the iPhone 7, and they're going through the whole litany of how I need to reboot it. I'm like, nope, not working. Well, you'll have to come in. I go in there, I said, oh, you have the iPhone 8. I'm like, oh, I do, which is a completely different reboot process.
Okay, boomer.
I probably deserve that.
I wasn't going to say it at all, but here we are.
So I
have a kid, so tech trends for kids, I have to say I am not up to speed on, but I know the Nintendo DS, I believe, is the hot console of the season. Have you heard of this?
Well, I have.
Or Switch. Is it the Switch or the DS?
I don't know, because I bought a Nintendo DS system for my kids, my 13-year-olds, but they're now 21.
No, like they make us. Okay, so the DS might be the old school one that they like brought back. That was a hot gift. It might be the Switch. Hold on. Look at how knowledgeable I am. This is why I say it's the Switch. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You know, back in 1985, the Nintendo DS, Toy of the Year. So it's the Nintendo Switch, and it's $300, like, I think as a base. And then I'm seeing that you can get, like, one with extra accessories and a game and all that stuff, and it's like $450. But what it is and why it's the top toy is because you remember the like the handheld toys, not the Game Boy. I'm a little further ahead, but the handheld toys for kids were really big for a few years. But the Switch actually is multiplayer. So they can play by themselves, they can break it apart, they can have two remotes, they play it on a TV.
Getting them ready for esports.
That's right. On our next episode of What the Tech Just Happened. But yeah, so it's like the family. it's being considered the family gift. And if you go online and you watch videos, like all over my Facebook, I don't know why I'm being targeted, probably because I'm saying it out loud right now, but there's like these videos that just show a million clips of kids getting the Switch, which is really phenomenal because it's a $300 toy. So that would be one of those things. When I was growing up, it would be your Christmas present, your birthday present, and your next Christmas present. And then maybe you got some like off-brand crayons to go along with it.
So we went from the hot trends back in the day being, you know, Tickle Me Elmo.
Right. Oh, my God. People killed each other over Tickle Me Elmo.
And now it's the Switch.
Right.
Okay.
And the beauty of living now versus living then was there's enough of everything. We don't run out of toys like we used to. For Christmas, like
is that true? There's not a run on a particular item where people are like, oh my gosh, I have to get that.
I'm sure there is, but I think on Black Friday it's more of like, can I get to the store and get it at that price? Versus if I don't get to the store, I'm not gonna get it at all.
And by the way, it's all a scam. It's all a trick, guys. They have one item that's, you know, the $50 large screen TV.
So
to get
true.
You in there.
That's so true.
Don't fall for it.
My husband used to say he worked at Best Buy when eons ago, and he used to say on Black Friday, like they would put out this display and say that it's all that they had, and they had like crates of it in the back, but they just like would blow through that, like the sale, and it would be out, and then the next day they'd put it out at regular price, so people would go back and buy it at regular price. Sorry, Best Buy. But yeah, so that, you know, I think that's what I've seen on the tech side for kids. I think the Alexa and all that stuff are equally as appealing for kids, for parents and their kids, like put it in their room and they can play music and but as far as, you know, as far as having a 2-year-old, she's not getting any tech enabled devices. As it is, she's getting like knockoff Frozen, like castle and things like that.
Cause she can ride in the Roomba, but that's about it.
So we have caught up on all of the tech trends or a few of the tech trends for the 2019 season. Whether you are getting an AI device like Alexa or the Echo Dot or the, Rob, you said the name of another one and I don't remember what it was. You can tell how many I have.
The Portal?
The Portal, yeah. Or you feel so bold to buy your loved one a scale or a Peloton. Good luck, Rob. Or any of these other amazing tech gifts that are sure to wow your family and your loved ones over the season. Predictions for the 2019 season. We've already seen, you know, the retail locations blow out in terms of record sales from last year. I have a prediction that Apple will absolutely stay, you know, pretty close to the top with the iPhone 11. Rob, pretty confident Amazon.
Agreed. Yeah.
Amazon
definitely come out number one.
Yeah. Amazon and Apple are top predictors for performance for the season. Whoever you're buying for, just remember there always is a reason for the season and gadgets are cool. But be nice to everybody. You're out in the stores, you're shopping, you're busy. One of my favorite memes I'm seeing right now, and it sounds so corny, is it costs $0 to be kind to somebody. So whether you are out shopping or you are actually one of the people in the retail stores, if we all just remember that, everyone will have a wonderful holiday season. And join us next week to find out what the tech happened last week, this week, next week.
All right. Thanks so much, Penny. Appreciate it. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks, Rob. Bye-bye.